理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 10, A Solitary Quest. From my suite of rooms atop the Holiday Inn, I surveyed the narrow alleys below me. Only yesterday had I left my frantic North American life behind to avail myself of an opportunity to travel to China. I wished to spend time researching material for my thesis pertaining to Eastern religions.The hotel was in close proximity to the heart of the old downtown. Innumerable activities were happening below me. People surged along the street, sometimes stopping to bargain with street vendors. Cucumbers, tomatoes, apples, oranges, and grapes were heaped on hand carts. The variety of fruit available provided a virtual feast for the eyes. Deliverymen jogged along pulling enormous loads of cardboard. To a Westerner's eyes, cards merged unbelievably without incident. It appeared to be a dubious process to negotiate the traffic and even cross the street. However, rather than lounging indoors,I decided to venture outside to explore the colorful world below. I was interested in locating a church to attend, as today was Sunday. On the street, I made tentative inquiries about locating a Christian chapel. At times, the congestion of people hampered my progress. Stares from passers-by made me feel conspicuous.The weather was hot and humid, and there was some possibility of a typhoon reaching the city later in the day. After several false leads, I found myself standing in front of a very old Christian church, established by missionaries during the last dynasty and at the beginning of the last century. With the onset of a light sprinkle,I made a hasty retreat to shelter in the doorway of the church. The familiar refrain of well-known hymns rang out within the church. I felt drawn inside to join the fellowship in a foreign land. Even though our languages differed, my gracious host nonetheless made room for me and made me feel welcome.